Next Sunday at this hour, Mr. Callahan will produce a vivid portrayal of the historic Sundance, the most colorful ceremony of the Dakota Plains, which the government now forbids. But wait. Do you want good luck? A lucky Indian charm is yours for the asking. These authentic stories of Indian life are presented by KMTR each Sunday at 7 p.m. And those who send name and addresses may have a good luck Indian star. The real Indians who take part in these programs have appeared in over 300 schools, churches, clubs, and private homes in Southern California during the past 3 years. In their beads, bells, feathers, and rich garments, they present programs that educate as well as entertain. So tune in again next Sunday at 7 p.m. for Indian Trails.
Santa Fe Trail.
To tell you that a member of our cast is here, 1, 2, 3, and 4. First Lieutenant Colonel Bainbridge as Colonel Lee.
Mr. Callahan, it's a pleasure, I'm sure, to take part in these historical sketches of yours.
And Miss Neoma Hart.
I find that the study of the Santa Fe Trail makes me blush at the hardships of today.
Ironized Cherokee of the Indian Caller.
Walashkeharako.
And Miss Marjorie Bainbridge, who takes the part of Nancy.
Good evening.
Like a ghost of night, we hear the echo of life. Independence, Missouri, starting point of the Santa Fe Trail.
Thank you.
Newton, Kansas, 1851.
Money won't buy happiness, Henry. All this talk about golden wagons and golden shoes is crazy talk.
Yes, and the country's full of outlaws and wild Indians.
On the Kansas Ferry, 1858.
We've had nothing to drink or eat for 34 hours. We can't stand it any longer.
Near Trinidad, Colorado, 2 years later.
They told me that the Comanches came into the camp, killed the guards, kidnapped their baby, then set fire to the wagon.
Black Mountain Pass, New Mexico, 1859.
Collins had over $2,000 in his wagon before his death. What did you do with it? Come on, cough it up.
Here, Death Valley, 1865.
The sand got deeper and deeper. Then the blinding wind tore one whole side of our cabin away. All we had to eat were a few dried beans and two wet cow hides. Yet our village troopers kept their spirit up.
The Kansas Plain, 1867. The Lee Hart westbound caravan, a crossing a gully whose steep sandy bank make it necessary to hitch 4 mules to each wagon instead of 2. 6 mules to the chuck wagon instead of 4. All wagons are safely across except the one driven by Colonel Lee and the one in charge of Bill Pollard. These wagons are on side by side in motion and halfway up the bank. One mule attached to the Lee wagon swings out too far, his forefoot becoming entangled in the harness of the Pollard team. It would take only a moment of patience to unhitch the harness and untangle the animal. So let's see what happens when Pollard would not control his temper.
Hey, what the devil are you trying to do, Colonel?
I couldn't help it, Bill.
You had better stick to some scavenger job back in Tennessee. You're not fit to drive a team.
Oh, that's all right, Bill. Loosen the single tree and he'll get back into his own harness.
I'll show that lazy mule how to get back. Take that. Come back.
Here, Bill. Hold on there. Cussing and beating that mule won't help matters any.
Who asked you to put him here?
Stop beating them mules, I tell you. You're making things worse.
Leave me alone, Lee, or I'll knock you out of that wagon.
That won't help any either. Let's get the teams untangled. We can settle personal matters on top of the hill.
Get back in your own wagon.
This is no place to fight, Bill. Let's think of the women and children. We've got a long way to go before we get to water. Now be still a moment. I'll unhook the chain.
I'll settle with you right now. Take that, you cur. And that.
Look out, Bill. He's got a knife.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was either me or him.
Oh, Daddy, he's badly cut. With some water, a cloth. Please hurry.
You'll hang for that, you murderer.
Oh, do you know what you're doing, men? Have you no mercy?
Hanging is too good for the devil. Let's punish him from the caravan.
One tragedy is enough. Killing won't right a wrong. Oh, come on, Dad. Why don't you say something? Talk. Oh, please talk.
What good would it do to talk now? The crowd's against me. They didn't see Bill knock me down with that bullwhip. I got up. He hit me with a gun and started to shoot. What else could I do?
Oh, pray, Daddy. Pray. God will help you. He must help. Oh, he will help. Oh, you call yourselves men. You talk of being brave. You saw Daddy trying to help Bill. Oh, God, make these men understand.
Well, folks, we was a bit hasty. But what's your verdict?
Send him away without gun. Blanket of food. Make him live with the roving wolves and badgers.
Oh, Daddy, they're going to let you go.
I'd sooner be hanged. What chance has a man got out here
400 miles from any house. No food, no gun.
Not even a blanket.
No, no. Let them kill me.
Keep your courage, Daddy. Where there's hope, there's a way.
No, no, there's no use. Only an animal could survive out here.
Hurry up, Daddy. Go before they change their minds. Just keep your eye on the wagons. Now go. Please go.
All right. Oh, it's hard to leave.
Only God knows what it means to me, but I'm going.
You bet you better go. Get going before we change our mind.
Goodbye, Mother. Nancy. Little sis. So long, buddy.
They turned him out. They made him leave the caravan. A cruel but sweet revenge to those who wanted Lee out of the way. His wagon contained a sack of gold. No relative among the crowd to protect the family. The day went by. Night came. Then over the lonely volcanic plain, devoid of house, came a night call. No traveler can ever forget.
I prayed I knew you'd come. You see, I took our horses out to graze, and I hobbled them, and, well, here's your favorite pony, a gun and a whole box of shells.
Oh, but daughter, they'll kill you when they miss the horse.
No, Mom and I talked this over. Indians like spotted ponies, and I'll holler tonight. I'll wake everybody up, and they'll think an Indian stole our pony.
But daughter, listen.
No, I won't. Here's 2 blankets and food. Mom says she loves you. Sis sent a kiss, and... Buddy wanted you to have this Indian bead for good luck. Keep close to the trail, Daddy, but don't let anybody see you. Well, I must hurry back now before they miss me. Go, Daddy. I'll meet you again 3 nights from now. Don't worry. Goodbye, darling.
Dawn broke, and the caravan moved away, no one thinking of contact with Colonel Lee. But for days and nights, the weary travelers went on, Colonel Lee meeting Nancy under cover of darkness where the heartthrob of hope gave courage in renewed effort to follow the winding trail into the land of gold. As the trail grew dim, friction came, and Colonel Lee played a major part in another tragic story of the caravan. This, my friends, is one of 1,000 stories of the Old West. And you who follow these broadcasts may feel assured that each episode of the Santa Fe Trail is woven around some historic event. And when you feel sad, worry, or things are bad, remember the faith, the hope, the courage, and the spirit of the pioneer.
I've been listening to the 5th episode of Pioneer Life in the Old Santa Fe Trail. Ensuing stories embrace a series of adventure with trappers, traders, outlaws, men of courage and daring. Stories of the winding trail on which the immortal deeds of pioneers made American history. Stories by Robert E. Callahan, the builder of Mission Village, 5675 West Washington. The author of many books on Indian life and whose cast embraces well-known artists from stage and screen. So tune in again next Sunday for another episode of the Santa Fe Trail. KMTR Hollywood.
29 minutes, 45 seconds past 7 o'clock.